Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
So I was joking off the air, as I often will, that in the Snoop Dogg song that you just heard, that was me going.
Yeah. No, that's
really
pretty obvious. I think that you say it so humbly, it's the certain click. It's a very you distinct sound.
There's tongue jokes to be made, but not here. Not here. We're not doing that today. Is it dumb though that now I thought, God, if we ever talk to Snoop Dogg again, that might actually, with all the things, there's a beautiful story that's making the rounds this morning about how Snoop Dogg went from, you know, at one point in time, they thought he killed a guy, you know, in a park in L.A. and how he went from, you know, dangerous, gangster rapper. And now he's America's grandpa.
He's America's sweetheart.
He's literally America's sweetheart. He's literally.
That's awesome.
You could make a case that Snoop Dogg is the most loved person in America. And, you know, everybody, hey, you want to have Snoop over for dinner? Sure. With all of that, with everything that's happened over the last little bit, the one question that I might lead with Snoop was, hey, Snoop, on Drop It Like It's Hot, who did the... and if you remake it, could I be the one to do it? You know, if you're gonna do, or if you're gonna do a concert, could you pull me up on? Sometimes they'll pull people up on stage and just go, here, you have no discernible skills, but we'll hand you a tambourine.
Sure.
I could be the guy that makes the mouth noises on Drop It Like It's Hot.
Chet, that's the sight I'd like to see. You drop popping it like it's hot with your mouth.
You'd have to do a sound check. They'd have to give you your own microphone.
You have in-ears.
You've got the thing so you can, of course, you got to be able to hear, obviously, so you can match with the track and everything. Hi. Well, who had that on their bingo card that we'd start the show this way? Okay. Not me. First pick coming up in a few minutes. If it's okay with you, if there's something you really wanted today, we'd probably let you pick, but it just for planning and stuff like that, it's easier if we tell you that we're just going to give the Andrew Schultz tickets to you for the first pick.
Yeah, but that's a great prize.
Somebody asked, and this often happens, somebody asked for a relationship rehab. I don't know that this is that, but we do need to referee a fight, and I promised that we would do it early this morning.
Let's go.
Well, we've got that to look forward to.
Uh-huh.
It's an almost Friday, not so smoky, nice. Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So fair to say on this first pick, because somebody asked us to referee, is it fair to say that you and I are split, Michaela?
Absolutely.
Huh. Jan went to a concert recently, lined for the woman's room. That's going to be the thread through this. Is it woman's or women's? It's women's. And I know that, right?
Yeah.
Women's room.
But now that I think about it, do people often say woman's room?
We need a ruling on this too. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Nikki Faircloth from Sky Canyon.
Nikki, woman's or women's room? It's women's room.
Women's.
Yeah. I don't have the ability. Apparently I don't have the ability to say it through with my own mouth. But So Jan didn't want to wait because the line for the women's room was way too long. So she went into the men's. She told her boyfriend, her boyfriend's angry for a variety of reasons. and believes there's a double standard. Michaela's like, go for it. How many times, Michaela, how many times would you say that you've ditched the super long line and then gone into the men's room?
Okay, I don't say just go for it, but if there's no line, it doesn't make sense to me why I would wait in a very long line when there's like seven toilets not being used. I'm going to run in, I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to run back out. I say go for it.
Right. The question was, okay, Kamala, answer the question. Sorry, that wasn't meant to be political. It just turned out to be. It wasn't meant to be. But no, how many times do you think you've done this?
Handful, five or six.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's crazy. Nikki, have you done this?
I have not.
And so how do you feel about this?
I agree with the boyfriend. I think it was double standard and she should not have done it for her safety.
You said, honestly, you sound like you're speaking on behalf of Metro. That was very well. Yeah. It was very well put. Very matter of factly delivered. Very okay. Good.
For her safety,
Adrian. For her safety, yes, that's right, and the safety of others.
Yes.
Please do not do that, Adrian. What do you think about this? You're the only one we haven't heard from yet.
It's absolutely ridiculous. She shouldn't be doing that. Heck, even if she went into the family room by herself, I don't have a problem with that. But don't go into the men's room. Don't do that.
If we're going to do that, then let's just then make everything a stall and take the, you know what I mean? Take the, what do you call that? Take the label off it.
You sure. Know? But when you've got to go to the bathroom so bad.
Right.
And you're going to literally go into your pants and there are seven free toilets. I'm not thinking about my safety in that moment. And it's not like it's a regular occurrence. I'm like, I just got to go do my thing before it goes into my boots.
Bring up a good point, too. Are you not truly taking into account the safety of others by not, you know, peeing down your leg in the line? Are you still not a health and safety issue? I'm not trying to flip-flop on the issue.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to think it all the way through, trying to find a way that everybody's.
Yeah. No, plus when you've got to use the restroom, there's a tantrum that can be thrown.
I got an idea. Stop waiting till the last minute. Go. You know what? That's the thing. Sometimes you got to go. And so therefore you should go. But that doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want just because you think you've got an emergency. Ha! How about that?
No, your because reply. Waiting last minute doesn't count. If you're at a concert, you're having a beer, 45 minutes go by, and you haven't waited last minute, you could go to the bathroom before the concert starts. It's inevitable. Then you wait in line for another 30 minutes. By that time, you're 70 minutes in. No. Sometimes you just gotta
don't
do
you try
do.
And baffle us with your math. Don't you be over here throwing numbers and stuff.
Yeah, breathe that in, babe. Got it?
And by the way, I will tell you, if there's one person that probably could pull this maneuver off, Nikki, I'm telling you, it's Michaela. It took us, when she first joined this show, she'd be like, okay, I have to go. I'll be right back. And she would... Literally, I can't walk there and back in the time it takes her. I can't even walk there in the time it takes her to go do the deed and turn around and make it back to the studio. It's just not possible. She's literally a miracle of science. We should do a video one day and just show this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And she has tiny tank. But that's another story for another time. All right. Are we good? Hey, are we good with the Andrew Schultz tickets or do you need something else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, you're easy. You're almost too easy. Yeah, we appreciate you. All right. Hang on one second. We'll get your... That was too easy then. I've been told, Adrian, is this true? We have double the pink tickets today?
Yes, that's true.
Well...
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Sometimes there's news that does not need to be reported, yet I'm going to do it anyway. Okay? Sometimes, because it comes to me. See, I feel like we're just kind of the middleman on all of that. You know what I mean? But the others, they don't need to tell me so that I, because you know me, I'll just blab everything. Doesn't matter. Apparently, fitness trackers are not as accurate as you think. And I don't know why this is shocking news to me, because I'm certain at some point we've all looked down at our watch while we were on a walk or a run or whatever and gone, I've done way more steps than that.
Chet, as somebody who loves working out, I saw this story and I felt so validated, because the other day I did this really long walk. I don't have an Apple Watch, but you know, if you carry your phone in the health app, it says how many steps. I almost threw my phone out the window. It was like, you've walked 3,000 steps today. And I was like, that's a lie. I did 7,000.
You really thought it was 7,000? You thought it, I don't know that it's that far wrong, but they looked at Fitbits, Apple Watches, and a bunch of other brands of these type of things. The heart rate part, there's a 3% error, but it's pretty close. Heart rate variability, there's slight variations in the time between heartbeats, which can help predict potential health issues, is what it says here. They found that they're pretty accurate when you're sitting down, but not when you're up moving around. If they've got the, you know, if it shows you, you know, like it's like an EKG, but you can't.
Sure.
Also, this is what I can tell you, that if you're a person that does have heart issues, that you already know that that thing's not as that, you know, because your cardiologist told you, don't go by what this says. Yeah. Sleep tracking. They found that the fitness, this is bad, tend to overestimate how long you were sleeping and underestimate how long it took you to fall asleep. So you think you're doing good, but, or maybe you think you're not doing great. In my case, I look at that and I go, well, that's better than I thought it was. Well, apparently it's worse.
It's all wrong.
Calories burned, it can be up to 21% off.
That's a lot.
Yeah, some devices underestimated by up to 21%. Others overestimated by 14%. You might think you just burned 100 calories. In round numbers, you may have burned anywhere from 90 to 125.
Oh.
But here's what this tells me. Maybe only three pieces of pizza and not seven. You know, put the donut down. Maybe
I don't need my phone to tell me that either. I know that I shouldn't.
And then the counting steps. It might say that you do. Now, not fully awful, but not great either.
Mm-hmm.
It might say you took 9% fewer steps than you really did, or 12% more. That was, so in your case, if it was 3,000, you know, and you thought it was seven, well, it's probably not, but it could have been anywhere from 2,500 to 44,000, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay, fine. Great.
Now, in general, they did find that the fitness trackers are more likely to undercount than over. So, yes, Michaela, you probably did a little more than you thought. You didn't do 7,000. Knock it off.
All right. Well, that's enough validation for me. You saying it, I feel good.
Yeah, sure.
Love the way you do get me started. Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, listen, before we do anything else, we got to tell you the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Presenting Girls Gotta Eat Live on September 21st. That's not this weekend. That's next weekend. So make your plans. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. As we welcome in Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Got everything in order for Sunday? You ready to go?
Ready to go. Same place, same time. At the Bonds on Maryland and Twain. I've already talked to one person. HR is just waiting for Miss Nancy.
It's not confirmed until it's confirmed.
Yeah, HR confirmed. We just want Nancy to just give you the you know, hey.
That's really funny. How did HR get involved? That's wild. You know what I mean?
I ended up calling and be an angry customer and get a hold of the manager, and she was the one answering the phone.
Sometimes I say things that sound serious and I'm just kidding.
I wasn't angry. I was so sweet. I just said, can I have the highest manager that's working right now?
And isn't it funny that they sent you to HR? can I, you know what I mean? Like, who, how far up the chain can I go? We're going to send you to the right underneath the CEO. It's HR. And is that not the most 2024 thing you've ever heard?
My favorite part, though, of it is she definitely knew about Reba. So it's hard not to, especially since that was the start. But she knew Reba's story.
You're in then.
Yeah,
they know, they know better. So to sum up, Sunday from 11 to 1, Vaughn's, Maryland Parkway, and Twain. Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
Shirts, flyers. I don't know. I think we've still got some tape left. That's sarcasm, part. Kids.
That's, yeah. That's the one thing we can guarantee.
There's plenty of tape. Yeah, stock up for the holidays, I think, as Adrian said yesterday. we've got you covered in that department from 11 to 1 on Sunday. And just swing through after whatever you got going, football, church, or whatever's happening. And then we'll just keep the story going. Have you heard anything? You said you were going to talk to those private investigator guys that were going to jump in with the whole Reba investigation.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the Metro thing where behind the scenes, don't know everything that's going on, but it is a work in progress. So I don't know all of it, other than it's moving.
And the unofficial Chet Buchanan take on the whole thing is we literally it's not what you know, because there's plenty to know. There's lots that is known, but you got to be able to prove it in court. And I, you know, it's my long and storied career as a prosecutor. Well, hey, whatever you need, whenever you need it, let us know what you got to have, and we'll do it. And again, we'll see everybody on Sunday, 11 to 1 at the Vaughn's, Maryland Parkway, and Twain. Hey, Adrian, you had the address, 11555111511.
The official address, 1155 East Twain Avenue.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, right? Duh. Mm-hmm, that's I heard that.
All of that. Can I do one shameless plug real quick as well, too?
Nope. No, go ahead. I'm kidding. No, go.
Just want to remind everyone, or let everybody also know, that coming up October 5th is one of our big events downtown at the Huddle Brewing Company. It's called Bark for Brews. So it is one of Vegas Pet Rescue Projects. It's one of our big fundraisers of the end of basically finishing off this year.
And somebody just hit me on DMs too. How's Raider doing?
He's doing good. He's still he's looking a lot better. His gum color is looking amazing. It's just him having the strength to get his bowels out. So we're working on that. Wow. So
that's disgusting.
Right.
That's good. That's good. That's great. And I mean, you know, we all know. We all know, but yeah, gross.
Great.
Raider, of course, is the puppy that he should be like 50 pounds. And yeah, when they brought him in, he was 18. So has he gained weight?
I don't know his exact, but I know he has gained weight, and they've actually keep upping his food intake. So he's getting more and more food. So based off of his weight and his actual blood work. So
okay. Given what you told us a moment ago. So he's eating, but he's not getting rid of the waste.
Yeah, like he's trying. It just takes him too long, and he tires out because he doesn't have like the muscle strength that he would have.
Right.
So he tires out, and so that's the problem. Is we can't let him stay blocked up. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's all the detail I want on that.
That's all he's gonna get.
That's the best.
He got a whole bunch of donuts for his favorite squeaky toy. He's on our Instagram. You can see all the donuts, but he loves those toys. And he's gotten so much more loving and trusting. So it's really awesome to see him progressing.
Listen, he was such a good baby when we met him. He was so, so sweet. Raider's such a sweet baby dog.
Yeah, and that's, and he loves those toys. And the, yeah, and it, so it's donut toys, not actual donuts, because you want to talk about blocked up. I mean, yeah, that's bad. All right, listen, follow Vegas Pet Rescue Project on social. It's all the words, all spelled out, underscores between the words, or just follow us at 985KLUC. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Linz.
See you tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.
3, 2, 1. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Amanda Urbanski goes for win number 5 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. How you feeling, champ?
I'm nervous. I don't know why. I feel a little nervous.
Oh, no.
No, don't feel nervous. It's just, it's only everything on the line, you know.
That's it.
It's only your legacy. It's only, you know, it's only, if you lose today, you'll have to live with that the rest of your life. I mean, you saw what happened to that John guy from yesterday, John Tanzi, how destroyed he is, especially after you destroyed him. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be nervous, too. I'm honestly... Michaela, I'm trying anything to throw her off. She's been so, so unbelievably dominant.
Yes. I'm not worried at all. No, I have all the faith in the world.
Now that being said, who's our challenger, Adrian?
We got Andrea Castaneda representing Anthem.
Yeah, Andrea, you haven't played this game before, have you?
I haven't.
Yeah. So then we should tell you that you need to buzz in with your name. Don't answer right away. Make sure, because sometimes people think they got in first and they didn't get in first. So make sure that we ask you for your answer before you answer. First 1 to 3 wins the game. If neither of you answer in about 3 seconds or so, then I'll get a chance to answer. And if I get to 3, that's what happened to the last 4-time champ, that John Tanzi that played yesterday. He was 4-time champ, and then I ended up being the winner. And yeah, so it's all crazy. Any questions? We ready to go?
No, I got this.
Right on. Your quizmaster is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This rapper opened the VMAs with clones of himself, like
Amanda.
Heard it.
Eminem.
Yeah, that rapper opened the VMAs. Wow. See what we were talking about? Andrea? Do you see what we were talking about, Andrea? There.
I'm still here.
Yeah. But do you see what we're talking about, how Amanda operates?
Just quick.
Yeah.
All right. Champ is up one zip.
Fans said this artist seemed to pay tribute to Britney Spears with her performance of...
Amanda?
Ooh. You said performance, so now I have to second guess.
2, 1.
Well, maybe
that's
not it.
I'm sorry. Sorry. No. Amanda. Amanda. Stop.
Yes.
Andrea, would you like to hear the rest of the question?
Yes, please.
Fan said this artist seemed to pay tribute to Britney Spears with her performance of Please, Please, Please.
Amanda.
Who is she? No, Amanda, you already tried to answer and missed it. Andrea, would you like to answer?
I would. That would be Sabrina Carpenter.
That would be Sabrina Carpenter, wouldn't it now? Sorry, all of Amanda's chaos didn't work that time, did it? By the way, is this not the first point that anyone's ever scored against Amanda?
I think no.
No, Amanda's like, no, but yes. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're tied at 1.
This pop star was awarded the Vanguard Award for her iconic hits.
Amanda. Katy Perry.
Is it Katy Perry? Is it safe to say these are all going to be VMA questions this morning? Is that what's going on? I sense a theme.
No, they're mainly, but there's a few that are.
All right, cool. 2-1, champ.
This artist made her VMA debut and won Best New Artist for her song, Good Luck, Babe.
Andrea.
But yet it's another VMA question. Andrea to tie.
But they're not all. There's a few that are.
Andrea to tie.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No, it wouldn't be 2 in a row on that one. And Amanda, would you like to answer?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
This artist made her VMA debut and won Best New Artist for her hit song, Good Luck, Babe.
You better get it.
I literally watched it and I can't remember.
Need an answer.
Rowan.
Chapel Roan is her name. Chapel Roan. Two for Amanda, one for Andrea, one for me.
This actress who starred in Charlie's Angels and now has her own talk show.
Amanda.
Andrea for the tie.
Oh, what's her name?
Amanda for the win.
Drew Barrymore?
Is it Drew Barrymore? Amanda's a five-time champ.
Yeah.
Amanda's a five-time champ.
You did it, Fest.
Andrea, you were a really good player. It just wasn't there for you at the end, but thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you.
You're one of those that needs to call back again and play another time too, because I think any other day you become a champion.
Yeah, you're amazing.
I will be. Trust that.
All right then. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, win number 5. I have to order these belts. There's no more. Amanda Urbanski becomes our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th five-time champ in the long and storied decades-long history of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We've been playing about 5 months. And congratulations. We will retire you as champion. We'll have your belt commissioned and we'll have 2 new challengers tomorrow. Anything else you'd like to say as a five-time champion before we send you off to retirement?
You know, just thank you so much. It's been such an honor.
You're the best. Perhaps the greatest player of all time.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Mika, you ready for a 177-second survey?
Ready, baby.
Good. I'm not sure what I would have done had you told me no. But I was ready.
Ready for anything.
Just in case. I was ready. It's interesting. A lot of stuff kind of came out of the woodwork in the last 24 hours of people going, hey, I saw this happen, or I need a ruling on what. It's kind of almost like today has almost been a full-on relationship rehab day.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like first pick earlier, they needed a ruling. So just to give you a little heads up on this. And by you, I mean everybody listening who wants to play for Ringling Brothers. Barnum & Bailey presents the greatest show on earth at the Thomas & Mack Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. Cool to cut your toenails at the hotel pool. We know you shouldn't do it on an airplane. You shouldn't be cutting any nails on an airplane.
Ugh.
Is it okay to do it at the hotel pool? Jamie Lee Curtis gave advice. She's been married for 40 years. So they ask her, what's your secret? Okay. It's not for me.
Yeah.
But you know, advice isn't always for everybody. And the other question for you to consider, if we make it to all three questions on the 177, where are you? Are you a regular anywhere, like where you walk in and they know Michaela, where you walk in and they know your order right away?
No, just probably the nail salon.
They know right away. So you never switch up colors. You never switch up what you're doing. It's always the same thing every time.
Yeah, always the same length, always red. And if I don't do red, I do nude. That's it.
Right. But so then. Yeah. Okay.
And I've been going there for about 2 years. So they know we have a date scheduled.
Yeah,
it's the only place for me.
Every same time, same day, all that kind of stuff. Wow, that's impressive.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Rhonda Sampaio from Green Valley Ranch.
What's up, Rhonda?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, yes or no to this? And here's a hint. The answer is no. Is it okay to cut your toenails while you're lounging at a hotel pool?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Did you see the lady on TikTok, Michaela?
That was gross. I don't
know. Oh, you know.
Rhonda did.
Cut their toenails.
Yeah, that's the one. So she's about 15 feet away from this guy who's cutting his toenail. I was trying to figure out if it was here. I don't think it was here.
Good.
But then he cuts him, and the toenail clippings go onto his towel, right? So you'd think that at least if he wasn't such an animal, that he would gather them up and then go dump them into the garbage. No, he brushes them off onto the ground.
Listen, I didn't see the video and I don't want to see the video. That's disgusting. Just do it in your own home like a normal person.
Gross. Just gross. Who wants to go to the pool and see somebody cut their toenails and fly in the towel that everybody...
Yeah. Or step in them.
Can we not agree, and I think Michaela just hit the nail on the head, can we not agree that the only place that you should cut your toenails is either in the privacy of your own home or if you've got a professional giving you a pedicure?
Hello.
Go get the professional to go give you that toenail clipping.
It's nice. I'm not afraid to admit it as a man. I like a pedicure.
Do you get manis and petties?
I rarely, but I'll go with my wife every once in a while. We'll go see Jimmy and Trish over at Lotus Nails over on Russell.
I love that.
The guys need it the most. The guys are the ones who need it the most. Have you guys looked at your toes?
My feet are disgusting. My feet, look at that. It made me, I got choked up just thinking about how disgusting my feet are. It's so bad. No, I should do it more often. Jamie Lee Curtis says about, and she's been married for 40 years. And the long and the short of it, she says, if you're wondering what their secret is to a long-lasting marriage, it's pretty simple. Don't leave. Just, you know, understand. The bottom line is, there's good days and there's bad days. But going through it, though, she says, we have a phrase in recovery. If you stay on the bus, the scenery will change. And you know, that's marriage. Like all of a sudden, you literally want to hate each other. And then the next day, it's a pretty sunny day. And the dog does something cute. And you look at each other and you go, oh, that's great. And then you're on another track. She also says you need to have perseverance, patience, gentleness, and a really good dose of hatred. Nice. Not allowing that hatred to then cause you to make some choice that you're going to regret. Do you need hatred as part of your relationship?
Not me.
Me neither. Michaela, do you have any idea what she's talking about?
No, I could never hate Lisa. I get mad at her. She annoys me. We got into a fight yesterday, actually. And then she got into a fender bender and I felt so bad.
You guys,
it was not a good feeling at all. I'm digressing. Hate is not an emotion I want to have for anybody in my life, actually, let alone my partner. No, she's kind of weird, though, Jamie Lee Curtis.
But it's funny, though, that you guys talk about how you fight and then you make up.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's normalcy. For Amy and I, it's why, because we don't have time for fighting. We just don't have the patience. We don't have the time. And we fight too hard and we feel it too deep. We've been together. Our 11th wedding anniversary is next weekend. And I think I can count on one hand the number of times that we've fought.
You know what? I think it's amazing. And honestly, if I could just say, getting into that argument yesterday over nothing, by the way, it was so not important. Uh-huh. And then having her get into that fender bender, and I was scared. She couldn't text me where she was. So I just followed her location and met her at the accident. When I was driving there, I was like, this is so stupid. I don't want to ever fight with her. You never know. Life goes fast. What are you doing fighting with your person?
You're a spicy one, though. You're a spicy one, and you like a little grit to it.
Yeah.
Like you hate it, but secretly you love it just a little.
I do, but I think I need to get over myself, too. It's not worth it. Shut up, Michaela. Just shut up with your spice.
You know what? Fight. Is it? Is it always? Yeah? Well, okay.
Always.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Here's my question, Rhonda. Rhonda, do you want four tickets to Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Presents The Greatest Show on Earth? Do you want lower bowl pink tickets, or do you want both?
Oh my God. I guess both, because me and Dad can go to one. He's going to the other. So yeah, I mean, I'll do both.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this that tough of a decision? Both it is. Why not? If some is good, more is better.
For the kids, because I'm all about the kids. But then Dad looked at me and he's like, do both. And I'm like,
okay, yes, do both. Of course do both. Why would you do anything other than both? Hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
And then get ready for relationship rehab. Michaela, I wrote a note to you earlier. I don't know if you saw this. Did you get a chance to read the email about relationship rehab? Did you get a chance to look at that?
No, I didn't. I want to give you my first take, unless you haven't read it, and then I will.
No, fair enough. Here's the thing. This almost seems too easy. It seems too, ordinarily, if it's too one-sided, a lot of times we may skip over that particular relationship rehab because there's a lot and you know, at some point you've got to make a decision what stays and what goes.
Sure.
Yesterday, this bothered me to the point of where I read it over 10 times because it feels like I'm missing something. It almost seems too easy, this relationship rehab. She doesn't want to go visit his parents, but why? Is it really? Help me through it. I can't even explain it right now, and that's what's bugging me. Because you see, it's almost too simple. Relationship rehab.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hang on a second. Adrian just called Michaela an old lady. Hang on a second.
Hold on. Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So I did not watch the VMAs last night. I was busy watching the Aces game and all of that. Hey, thanks for everybody who reached out too. They're like, hey, those commercials are almost back to back. Yeah, that was intended. We got a special 2-for-1 deal. It was a good value. You'll play it twice and I only got to pay you once. That was awesome. Aces win 86-75. Caitlin Clark couldn't hit nothing last night. Aces win, I don't want to say easily, but it wasn't, after the first couple of minutes, it wasn't really in doubt. So I didn't get to see the VMAs. Eminem did Houdini, the song you just heard a second ago. Eminem did that to open the show. I said to Michaela, did you see this? Michaela said then, yes.
Yes, I did. And it was incredible seeing Eminem and some of our old school stars performing at the VMAs again.
And you said that is exactly what the VMAs needed is to go back to well-known celebrities.
Yes.
To which Adrian said,
why? Because those are the people that you know?
That you know? Old lady? Okay.
Yeah, well, hold it. Please hold while I order my next jar of eye cream, Adrian. Thank you. So, okay. Yeah, give me a second.
That is the first. That is the first time that you're getting old. It's if you don't recognize celebrities anymore.
Listen, I know all the celebrities. I'm just saying all of the love that they were showing for Britney Spears, I appreciated. Seeing Eminem back on that stage, it's what I wanted. Am I getting old? God, maybe. But I want. But I liked it.
But you got it last night. So, Chet, you're watching the Aces game. So just to let you know, Lenny Kravitz was there. First time in 25 years. LL Cool J, the 40 years of Def Jam. So there was definitely the nostalgia factor. But then, like, Katy Perry performed with Doechii. who's an Odyssey spotlight artist and whatever. There's that combination of melting them in. So it was a good combination. But I'm just saying, like, the future's here too. I don't know. I'm a little upset because last week with Kendrick and people like downing that. And it's like, hey, man, it doesn't always have to be nostalgia. It can be these newer acts and these new stars that are here now. It's not the same with Kendrick, but I'm just saying.
I don't want to start with Kendrick again. I don't want to start. I'm not banging it. I just don't think it's the right. I don't want to start with Kendrick. I'm not going to start.
Don't start.
This, okay, listen. This almost seems a little too easy. Relationship rehab. I feel like I'm missing something. It seems too obvious, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, here's the story.
Right.
And I tried to get him on. He was all the way in too. And he gave me some BS about an early meeting at work that I'm not buying. And he bailed on us 10 minutes ago.
Listen, so I'm ready to hear it.
Here's the original email. My parents built a new house in Ohio. They're really anxious for me and the family to come and visit. They'd really like it to be for the holidays this year. We have some bills to pay off, and it would cost a lot to take our family, they got three kids, to go to Ohio for the holidays.
Sure.
I get it. So my parents have offered to pay our way there. My wife says we cannot go, though, because of the incidental costs.
What?
What, rental car? Yeah, I don't, okay.
Yeah, but you, okay.
Well. It gets better. Okay, so see? Seems too easy.
Yeah.
I think she's just being selfish and doesn't want to go. Yeah, Adrian, you know this. You're from Ohio. Not that you have to be from Ohio to answer this question. But yeah, so when you travel, so when you take Sire and you guys go, you're 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go and you stay with the folks, right?
When we go back to the same city, we stay. We don't get a hotel.
So outside of flight, is there rental car? What else?
If we get a rental, if we're there for a long time, I mean, I guess the food that you're gonna have to be going out. Because other than that, I'm a little bit confused on what. Okay,
same. My wife says we cannot go though because of the incidental costs. I think she's just being selfish and doesn't want to go. She says that she gets bored when she's at my parents' house. I have insisted that my parents, for the record, Michaela has her arms folded and she's very closed off right now. She's not emotionally available right now. I have insisted that my parents would even pay for the incidentals, but she won't budge. She won't even let me take the kids and go by myself without her. I'm making face right now to everyone. What?
Yeah.
It is really starting to hurt my parents' feelings that we won't come and visit. I think that they are sensing that it's my wife that's holding the deal up. I feel like they are now starting to resent her. This is super weird, right?
Yeah.
My answer, okay. Is this super obvious or am I missing something? Now the question becomes, what is the part that's super obvious and what is it that I might be possibly missing? That's why I wanted to go ahead and examine this whole thing at 702-364-9898. Can we, so this may be the quickest relationship rehab we've ever had, or it may be the longest relationship rehab we've ever had. And I'm not sure which it is. We're willing to offer up tickets for you to go see the Black Eyed Peas residency at Planet Hollywood at PH Live. That'll be here early next year. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. You don't have to worry about that, and you can have your tickets now.
Yeah.
It's 702-364-9898. So let's just talk through this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, if you've been on your phone this morning, you've probably seen your Southern California friends talking about it. Yeah, there was an earthquake today that some news organizations are referring to as major. Is a 4.7? Michaela, how long were you in Southern California?
Not the one years? To ask. Not the one to ask. I slept through all of them. I lived there for about 15 years. Never woke up once.
I don't call a 4-7 major, but I don't know. Who am I to say?
I don't know. I saw a couple of people post about it. One person was like, oh, yeah, totally riled me up, woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like we were a little dramatic in L.A. So I don't know.
Originated 7 kilometers north of Malibu. So that's what, 3-4 miles north of Malibu. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, yeah, so far, this just happened a little bit ago. So we don't, about a half an hour ago. So they don't really know a whole lot yet.
But yeah.
We'll keep tabs. We'll keep an eye on it. Relationship rehab. Okay. This is really funny. Tell her right when we started playing the song, Michaela, what did you say?
I'm totally with you on this.
And I'm like, I'm not even sure what I'm with. I don't know what I'm with.
Okay,
I'm not
I hear that you say it's too easy.
Right. Let me go with this really quick. My parents built a new house in Ohio, really anxious for me and the family to come and visit. They'd like it to be for the holidays. It's not cost effective. So the parents said they've got 3 kids. So the parents said that they would pay for it and literally would pay for everything. The wife is still putting her heels in the dirt. And saying, you know, and he thinks maybe she's just being selfish and doesn't want to go. She says she gets bored. You got 3 kids and you're bored?
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Yeah,
preach. So, and this is weird. I don't understand this. He says that she won't even let me take the kids and go by myself without her. What's that all about? Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Vanessa checking in. And Vanessa, I can't pronounce her last name.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Great. what part of town is she from?
Well, we were talking about the relationship rehab, so we didn't get into locations. Oh,
okay. Fine. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just Vanessa. Fine.
Fine.
Vanessa, what? Okay. Here's the funny part. I'm like, well, what am I missing? And now that I say it out loud, I feel like I'm missing everything. What's your take on this? What's going on here?
I personally, my husband's parents recently got a new home in Oregon. So I totally get the bored part of it, but it seems like she went from you can't afford it to she just doesn't want to go and she's bored.
Shout out to everybody in Oregon. You're boring.
Hey, good for sorry.
You. No, that's great.
No, actually, I had a good time. But it was like a 14-hour drive. We had a drive, so that wasn't fun. But I slept most this, of it. It's fine.
this does have a bearing on your particular story. What part of Oregon?
Like Grants Pass, Medford area.
Oh God. Mm-hmm. Is there even a movie theater? Do they have the internet?
Drive, like 30 minutes. Oh no, it was bad internet, but it was gorgeous, but
yeah, you know why it's gorgeous? You know why it's gorgeous? You know why it's so gorgeous? Cause it's untouched by human hands. You're literally the 5th person to ever be there. It's Grants Pass is lovely, but oh my God. Okay. So here's the thing. My first blush thought on this was she hates his parents. And why does she hate his parents? Why, like you, and why do you hate the parents? Here's the part that I just really can't make sense of. Why do you hate the parents so much that you're not willing to let your husband take the kids and go visit them? What's going on? What's going on there that you, for whatever reason, don't want your kids exposed to these people? Is this a political thing? What's happening? You know what? I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something underlying going on that they're not mentioning, maybe.
That's why I was asking, what am I missing? And I know that we maybe need some more context, and this might not be a one that we can solve today. What we can solve is you're going to go to the Black Eyed Peas residency when it opens up here in February of next year. You've got tickets before you can buy them. Shout out to everybody at PH Live and at Planet Hollywood and to our friends at Live Nation. So thank you.
Oh my God.
Unnamed Vanessa,
thank
was
you so much. Oh my
now
God.
I'm curious. What is your?
Like, I would love to go.
What is your last name that twisted Adrian up in knots?
Oh, my God. So it's the zone. So it's spelled French, but it's actually Italian. So the G is silent. So it's V as in boy, I-S-O-G-N-E.
Good. See, we learned something
exotic.
Here today. Sounds hot. That's right. All right. Hang on 1 second. We'll get your information. Good. As long as we could spell it right, we don't need to say it.
That's right.
Michaela, thoughts?
I think it's terrible of them. Look, we don't have all the context, but I think if they're willing to pay, they're trying to be as accommodating as possible. They want to see their grandkids. So what? I got to do a lot of boring stuff. Everybody does things that they don't want to do that are boring, that aren't fun, that aren't cool. It's not about you. Take your kids to go see their grandparents. Obviously, they want to see them. And that's what you do in marriage. You just do things you don't want to do.
Adrian, you reacted. What do you think?
As a dad, I will say there is the argument with the mom saying, hey, I'm taking Sire out of town. We're going to Disneyland for a day and we'll be back. And she's like, no, if I'm not there, you can't go because something's going to happen. And I need to be there. So I don't know if you want to call it mommy brain, but that is an argument that does present itself when you're trying to take your kid out of town, even if it's just for a couple days.
Sure, but the mom can go.
Yeah, she can go if she wants.
But there's still that argument of I don't want to go, so you can't take him because I'm not going. That's the thing that's happened.
I'm really glad. Can we talk to Bridget really quick? Because I'm really glad that Bridget always have a really good take on a lot of this stuff. Assuming you're the Bridget that I think you are by looking at the caller ID.
I am a chat.
Yes.
I'm totally the Bridget you think I am.
Yes. And, all right. Set me straight because I don't set all of us straight. We don't know what's happening.
All right, so there is something that happens when his wife and his parents are in the same room. Maybe they belittle her. Maybe it's just a constant, you know, picking on her parenting. Something sets her off. I don't know what it is. There's no way to know what it is from what we've got here. But, yeah, every time she goes there, she's like 8 seconds away from fits, and she's decided she's not doing it. And I'm sorry, taking the kids away from their mom on Christmas was never going to happen.
Just got a follow up. Could be politics, says. And he made me promise not to say his name. I'm going to call him Dennis. It's not even close to his name. But just so that, yeah. Could be politics, he says. My guess is somebody said something, and it's so charged, and that's sad. That hurts my feelings.
But that's also like the world we live in. Like we all just have to learn. Like everything is politics now, and then that's how we base off our personalities on each other. Just make the deal that you won't talk about it. Like I just feel like somebody who's very close to their grandparents. I think it's an important relationship. Bye, Bridge.
Yeah, bye, Bridge. Adrian wants last word. Go.
Well, I was going to tell Bridget, like, you need to make some sacrifices. Like, yes, it's Christmas, and one year you go with where Dad wants to go. The other year you go with your family. That's how things typically work if they don't live in the same city.
Yeah, hold your water. You know what I mean? Like, everybody calm down. And besides that, I was going to say, well, besides that, Christmas is already after the election, but that's probably going to only make it worse.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Boy, Southern California, haven't you been through enough already with the wildfires and all that kind of stuff? And, oh, by the way, not as smoky today, obviously. You've noticed that.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, but being told that the wind shifts again and that we're going to get hit pretty hard again tomorrow. So just prepare. Like, literally, did you go home yesterday and notice that your clothes were, it felt like we had done the show around a campfire?
Listen, I genuinely was questioning if I was like getting ill because my face, my nose, my eyes, everything was so itchy. And today I feel a little bit better. I think it was just like the smoke is very intense.
So wildfires and then apparently a 4.7 earthquake in Southern California. Center was around Malibu this morning, although I'm not seeing, I mean, you know, news is still coming in, but I'm not seeing anything too crazy about it. Are you? Did you see any of your friends? Yeah.
My friends posted about it, but it's not any different than when they post about it often. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
somebody will put the meme up of the plastic chair tipped over. We will rebuild. You know, we get it.
That's my favorite meme.
Is it?
Yes!
Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
I love that stupid meme.
Hey, really quick, just for fun, may I slide in a good feeling story of the day too? Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Michaela, did you see the video of the sophomores at the high school near Arlington, Virginia, that surprised their janitor with a new car this week?
Yes, and I literally cried like a baby.
This is why I'm doing it. This is, if you haven't, go search this out. It'll restore your faith in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Gen Z and, well, Gen Alpha, I guess. Just people in general and what it means to be an American.
Yep.
I really took that from this as well. So this guy, his name is Francis Apraku. He moved to the U.S. from Ghana 10 years ago. And again, he's the janitor at a high school. And the students just love him. They just love him. Did you have a janitor that you loved? My grandfather was actually the janitor at a middle school for like 40, 50 years. He did it as a part-time thing. And literally when they almost shut the school down when he retired.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden I loved my grandpa a lot. Who doesn't love their grandpa? But I loved my grandpa a lot, but then he was like famous to me after that. Like he was a big deal.
That's so
after,
cute.
After that. So I gathered that this guy's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a while back, he's talking to a group of boys at the school last year when they were freshmen, and they're talking about what their dream car would be. He said he wanted one of those Jeeps with a tire on the back. So a Jeep Wrangler, right?
Yeah.
These kids said, yeah, let's do it. They started a GoFundMe in May of last year when they were freshmen. And they were hoping by the time they got to the end of their senior year, this was going to be their big deal on the way out. They're going to get the janitor a Jeep Wrangler, a Jeep with a tire on the back. Like that, boom, it quickly shoots up to over $20,000. They were able to go out and get a red Jeep with a tire on the back. And they surprised him with it on Monday, put a big giant bow on it. The local news picked up on it. It quickly went viral. It hit all the news stations. And it's really, honestly, if you have half a second, and his reaction.
It's the reaction for me. He was dark.
Yeah, he literally is like, he doesn't believe it's his. He's like, oh, yes, that. And they were like, no, it's yours. And he just literally dropped to the ground.
Yeah, like a baby. Was the best.
So go search that out. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yeah. And by the way, have a great day. That was really the whole point. Just have a great day. It's almost Friday, y'all.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is wild. Somebody screwed up in China, which, okay, look, in America, you might lose your job, whatever. It feels like in China, this could be a lot worse. This business called Little Swan Dongshan, I don't know what that means, franchise shop. Little Swan Dongshan franchise shop. Mm-hmm. May lose about 30 million yuan. I don't know what the Chinese money is, how you pronounce that.
It's not either, so it sounds good to me.
30 million yuan is $4.2 million. So the Little Swan Dongshan franchise shop may lose $4.2 million because somebody screwed up their website.
How?
They apparently sell a number of different items, including washing machines. Washing machines on their website that usually sell for somewhere around $240, which, by the way, also a good deal.
Yeah.
But the $240 washing machines were listed on the website for $42.
Oh, God.
20 minutes later, over 40,000 washing machines were ordered on August 28th.
Someone is in so much trouble right now as we're telling this story.
I don't know how the word got out that quick. You know what I mean? 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
40,000. So obviously there's two problems
That's
here.
That's a good point.
Yeah, obviously there's two problems here. Number one, they got to try and figure out how to get 40,000 washing machines. So they're trying to get people to accept a refund for washing machines that they don't have instead of honoring the sale. So they're trying to just say, Dave, man, take your money back. We humbly beg you to understand our difficulties and to agree to withdraw orders.
Now, wait, however, those people don't care.
Well, and that may be the difference between the Americans and the Chinese. You know, if it was here, nobody would care. They'd be like, I want, even if you got seven washing machines at your house, you want that $42. Nope, I'll take my washing machine.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A couple of hours ago, Michaela felt vindicated once we found out the fitness trackers, your Fitbit, your Apple Watch, your Samsung, whatever, that they've been undercounting your steps. It's right. That thing's been ripping you off the whole time. Well, yeah. I now also have vindication. Game shows sharpen your brain, according to experts. They say that if you watch game shows, that they can boost your problem-solving skills, improve memory, and strengthen your mind.
And
game shows also, if you're playing along, make you pay close attention, quickly process information, and other problem-solving or recall knowledge. I love game shows. It shouldn't come as a shock to anybody that my great hope was to one day become a game show host.
Yeah, you would be great at that. Yeah.
I'm decent at it, just because I love it. So, like, Bob Barker was my hero when I was a kid. Bob
Barker.
My grandmother was part of one of the, back in the day when they used to take trips to China and Korea and places like that and hand out Bibles. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was part of those people, and then she would bring back just little knickknacks, and she brought back chopsticks, like fancy chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
I stole them from my father because it reminded me of Bob Barker's skinny little microphone.
Oh,
and there's pictures of little baby Chet somewhere with my big giant round head that was as big as it is right now. I was literally a walking, talking Charlie Brown doll playing Bob Barker with my little skinny chopstick mic.
Wait, but that's so cute.
But it's all paid off. You hear me flicking the paper right here. It helps you to problem solve, helps you to recall knowledge. One neurologist says that watching game shows engages numerous networks in the brain in an engaging and enjoyable way, which also enhances learning. So you're welcome, America.
I see how this is working, except for my grandfather, who would watch game shows and scream out every wrong answer. I think everyone was benefiting, except for my grandfather, who...
I'm also pretty sure my grandfather watched Can you edit this? I'm also pretty sure my grandfather watches Price is Right just for the girls. You know what I'm saying?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Before we go, everything you ever knew, Michaela, about Aladdin is a lie.
Why?
We'll tell you about it in just a moment. Only two countries have the word the at the beginning of their official name. You might know one, the Bahamas, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll never guess the second one because it's ridiculous. It's the Gambia.
Oh, my God. I would have never guessed that. Where is Gambia?
Africa. But the Gambia is funny. Now, other countries that we think of with I hear you screaming at your radio. The Philippines. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not part of their official name. The Netherlands. No. The Ukraine. No, that's not part of their official name. Just the Bahamas and the Gambia.
The Gambia. Which is just
dumb to me. And in the original story of Aladdin, which is part of another collection, Arabian Nights, mm-hmm. Aladdin is set in China. Both Aladdin and Jasmine, Chinese.
No, don't try to ruin my childhood.
Changes everything.
That I know so well.
It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie.
That doesn't make sense at all.
It's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here because we're this much closer to Friday. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985. KLUC, I don't think I have anything else working that you need to pay attention to today. So, yeah, we'll see you again tomorrow. Adrian, what's going on with you?
Yes, you can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on TikTok, on Instagram. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast hosted by me, Adrian Hernandez, and any and all episodes of The Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And that's it.
That's all, man.
That's all you're giving me?
That's all I have? Yeah, I got a little surprise day off, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little self-care. That's great. See Thank if you can you. Do something about the smoke that's been hanging around the last couple
I'm
of
on days. It. I'm on it.
Yeah, and then we'll meet you back here tomorrow. Always remember, it is almost Friday. So make it a great day. You can do this. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Everything you ever knew, Michaela, about Aladdin is a lie.
Why?
We'll tell you about it in just a moment. Only two countries have the word "the" at the beginning of their official name. You might know one, the Bahamas, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll never guess the second one because it's ridiculous. It's the Gambia.
Oh, my God. I would have never guessed that.
What?
Where is Gambia?
Africa. But the Gambia is funny. Now, other countries that we think of with I hear you screaming at your radio. The Philippines. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not part of their official name. The Netherlands. No. The Ukraine. No, that's not part of their official name. Just the Bahamas and the Gambia.
The Gambia. Which is just
dumb to me. And in the original story of Aladdin, which is part of another collection, Arabian Nights, mm-hmm. Aladdin is set in China. Both Aladdin and Jasmine, Chinese.
No, don't try to ruin my childhood.
Changes everything.
That I know so well.
It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie.
That doesn't make sense at all.
It's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here because we're this much closer to Friday. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us collectively at 985 KLUC. I don't think I have anything else working that you need to pay attention to today. So, yeah, we'll see you again tomorrow. Adrian, what's going on with you?
Yes, you can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on TikTok, on Instagram. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast hosted by me, Adrian Hernandez, and any and all episodes of The Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And that's it?
That's all,
that's
man.
That's all you're giving me?
That's all I have? Yeah, I got a little surprise day off, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little self-care. That's great. See if you can do something about the smoke that's been hanging around the last
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Yeah, and then we'll meet you back here tomorrow. Always remember, it is almost Friday. So make it a great day. You can do this. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com